retreating sea ice may be endangering the Pacific walrus population. In a new article in the journal Aquatic Mammals, scientists describe finding several abandoned walrus pups on an Arctic research cruise. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The scientists were on a research trip in 2004, traveling on the icebreaker Healy, about 100 miles northwest of Barrow. They weren't there to study the walrus population, but scientist Lee Cooper says it happened by accident when a number of abandoned walrus pups approached the ship.
They were swimming around the ship, barking. They, in some cases, since we're putting gear in the water, they were approaching the gear and trying to get on it or try to crawl on the wire coming up out of the ocean. And so they're social animals, and they're looking for somebody or something to be with, and I guess we were the next best thing being out there in this ship.
The Healy scientists saw 9 lone walrus calves during their 40-day trip. Cooper says he suspects there were many more they didn't see. He says the ice that year had retreated quickly and dramatically.
It's unusual. I've been working up in Alaska for 20, 25 years, and to be on the beach in Barrow and to look north, most months of the year you should be able to see some sea ice on the horizon or something, but the retreat of seasonal sea ice in the last couple of years has been so extreme that that's becoming an unusual sight in the summer.
Walrus moms and their young typically spend the summer in the Arctic. They live on ice floes over the continental shelf, a shallow, rich environment that offers plenty of food for their young. But when the ice retreats too far, it leaves the walrus over deep ocean waters where there isn't any food. Cooper says he guesses the ice in 2004 pulled back so far and so fast, the pups were separated from their mothers. And he says that's dangerous for the population.
One of the reasons is that the mothers invest quite a bit of time in their babies, that the mothers stay with their babies for 1 to 2 years, and so that's one individual. And so if you start losing numbers such as this on this regular sort of basis, that has some implications for the survival of the species, because they won't be reproducing fast enough to keep up with mortality.
News of the abandoned pups didn't surprise Brendan Kelly, a biologist with the University of Alaska Southeast. He had been predicting walrus would be affected by record ice retreats. But Kelly says the journal article presents observations that are hard to draw any definite conclusions from.
Can we say that that's directly the result of retreating ice? No, because we know that calves would get orphaned even in good ice conditions. On the other hand, are we suspicious that this is an awful lot of calves, orphaned calves, to show up at once and the coincidence with record ice retreat? Well, yes, we are suspicious of that.
Kelly says he first observed ice retreating off the continental shelf in 1998. Before then, it had never even occurred to him that it could happen. In the years since, it has become common. And Kelly says that's bound to have profound impacts on an animal that needs both the ice and shallow water.
You know, if you have an oil spill and you have lots of dead animals floating around, it's fairly dramatic and distinctive. But if you have degrading habitat, which is what we have with this reduction in sea ice, it may not be killing walruses outright, but it may be causing them to have to spend a lot more energy to get their food and nurse their calves. And the net effect of that will be fewer walruses born, fewer making it through their juvenile stages.
Kelly says even if the Arctic ice disappears completely, it doesn't necessarily mean the species will go extinct. He says walrus have already started moving to land-based feeding areas, like Wrangel Island north of Russia. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.